brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the Wednesday edition of this worldwide transmission against tyranny in defense of liberty and human dignity and control of our own personal destinies, something that God Almighty saw fit to give mankind: free will, the new world disorder, the new world dehumanization slave grid is seeking to steal from us. And it is blasphemous by every definition of the word. France to Iran, stop nukes, then meet. France is getting tough and saying, maybe you need to be attacked, even those liberal Frenchies. Iran proposes new talks with Europeans who are mostly dismissive and are saying, we're the Anglo-American establishment, prepare to be micro-nuked. Israel will not allow Iran to obtain WMDs. And I heard Jack Blood yesterday read a great article from Information Clearinghouse. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. More lies about Iran. And from all I've researched, this is spot on by Mike Whitney. I'm going to read this article in its entirety. Another article here by out of the Hampton Spectator. No need to panic over Iranian nukes. I mean, folks, it really is total hysteria. I mean, it is 100 times more hysterical and based in non-reality than the bird flu fiasco. But meanwhile, the new German Chancellor Merkel opposes banning Iran from the World Cup soccer. The soccer must go on. It's very important, more important than this upcoming war. And a nice little editor, a little letter to the editor that is in the Day newspaper. We're too fat and happy to appreciate freedom. It's short and sweet. I want to read that. And a little tidbit here. Radioactive produce on sale in Moscow 20 years after Chernobyl. So eat up. It's good for you. And there have been the last few days, on average, about 20 people. Well, it's like 15 one day, 20 last night, 10 the day before that, 30 the day before that. It's 20 plus below zero Celsius, and it's just devastating over there right now. And, of course, they have more natural gas than you can shake a stick at. I mean, it's just the country is sitting on top of some of the biggest deposits in the world, and they have plenty of it in the tanks, but because it's a corrupt country, they can't get it to the people, so they're turning their gas off in Moscow, and people are dying en masse. It's all part of the new freedom, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry, there's plenty of money to spy on you and shut down newspapers. And data mining for kids. Children can't opt out of Pentagon recruitment database. We will get into that. And Pentagon official is saying goal in Iraq is not democracy. And they're on the record saying it isn't democracy. It's never been democracy. And the Pentagon battle plans, the Israeli battle plans state that. The plan was to balkanize the country, break it up, and have endless civil war with a weak central government just overseeing the continued civil war. That's the plan for America, too. A balkanized, at each other's throats, quote, multicultural hellhole. So we'll get into that as well. And Iraq Interior Minister, okay, torture, ex-general, is now saying. And you talk about brutality, again, more of the balkanization. They engineer the collapse of society, and torture victory song to be theme of Chinese government New Year shows in United States venues. We're going to have Chinese military marching in several major U.S. cities. It's all part of the love and the freedom. And they've got a torture song that they torture people to, and they admit they do this, at the re-education centers. This is out of U.S. Newswire, and that's going to be their marching bands are going to be playing that. Folks, yes, this is a Twilight Zone episode, but it's real. It's not fiction. And folks, there's so much today. Two big guests, the father of weather weapons, and we'll talk about the New Freedom Initiative with Dr. Breeding.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try TriVibes from TriVortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at TriVortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my TriVibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. TriVortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. TriVortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try TriVortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on TriVortex.com. That's TriVortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in the second hour, we're going to have Ben Livingston on with us for about 30 minutes or so. He is the father of weather warfare. And you see, I like to cover this subject and because it's not speculation about HARP and government weather control and advanced weather modification using antennas to ionize different layers of the atmosphere and manipulate the Gulf Stream and the jet stream, which certainly that has been declassified to a certain degree. Certainly they have studied it. They have tested it. Some of that is going on. But with Ben Livingston, he's the guy who flooded northern Vietnam. He's the guy when they have Weather Channel specials about weather warriors. He's the guy who commanded it. He's the person who first did it with them shooting SAM missiles at him. And back in the late 60s, they had the Stanford Research Institute look at the findings that he'd shown over the last decade, because he was flying into typhoons in the late 50s with 225-mile-an-hour winds, ladies and gentlemen. You think those storm hunters are tough that fly into 150-mile-an-hour hurricanes. He was flying into 200-plus-mile-an-hour typhoons out over the Pacific, where the water's a lot warmer, a lot longer, and they get going, in some cases, upwards of 275 miles an hour has been recorded. But why is this interview so important? He couldn't talk until just a few years ago, 5 years ago, when part of the projects he was involved in and part of the projects that he commanded, I mean, in his career, he personally briefed President Johnson in his career. He commanded entire research bases, some of the largest in the country, like the Naval Research Laboratory. It just goes on and on. Why is this so important, what's coming up in the next hour with Ben Livingston? It's important because this naval officer developed and proved and tested cloud seeding that had been around since he was a young man, even before he got into the Navy, when he went to school to be a meteorologist and to be a cloud physicist. That's the more classical term for them. It is conclusive fact, certified, that they can take, and he said this privately off air to me, now he's gone more public, and I'm making a documentary that he's included in. You know, he'd say on air, well, we can knock a hurricane by down by 30-40% from 150 miles an hour in a Category 5 or Category 4 down to a Category 2, down to a Category 1 with 80 to 100 mile an hour winds. Well, frankly, that's what they got certified back in the 60s, and clearly they were able to kill hurricanes threatening the east coast of the United States. But you know how science is. They like to go with the lowest provable standard and facts that they can show. But now, he said, they can deliver hundreds of times per airplane the particulate matter, the nuclei, that is needed inside the storm energy centers that energize. There's normally about four to five of them in a large hurricane. They go in and attack those with just a few aircraft, and they can knock them dead. They can keep them from even coming in to shore. They can force them to dump their water and their energy out in the Gulf or out in the Atlantic or out in the Pacific. And they're not letting private companies, the Navy, they're not letting anybody do this. This is old, proven, old hat, just, it's like the steam engine. I mean, it's guaranteed, it's been proven, and it's been, quote, called obsolete and just ignored. And Ben will tell you why he thinks this is going on. He's talked to some people in government. Ben will tell you, and he said on this show, and privately, I've talked to him, and he said a lot more. Now, he called me up a few weeks ago, and he said, I want to come on and say even more. I'm getting really mad about this, because you ought to hear him in private. Well, you're going to probably hear, I guess, some of that today, because he loves America, and he wants to be, I guess, somewhat dutiful towards the government and things he's sworn not to talk about, even though they're now, a lot of them, declassified. Some of it still is classified, but he's angry. And he has said already on this broadcast that it's because Washington wants a disaster. Really, they want to hand out $200 billion to their buddies like Halliburton that's already getting tens of billions just in the New Orleans area. And according to all the reports, is absolutely doing a horrible job and scamming everyone. Well, they've already been found guilty of that and had to pay a bunch of fines and fees, but it's always a slap on the wrist. You know, here's $10 billion, but oh, we caught you being bad. You got to pay a $50 million, $60 million punishment fine. Oh, well, I'll be more than glad to. So it'd be like if the cops caught you stealing money out of a cash register at a 7-Eleven, and the cop runs up behind you, puts a gun to your head, and says, listen, hands up, get up against the wall, and then he grabs the bag of money away from you and takes $20 out of there when there's $1,000 in there and goes, okay, now you're punished, and gives you the bag of money so you can run on down the street. One thing they really got right in the new movie Syriana that is admittedly based on a true story is that there's this federal investigator, and then he's working with the lawyer for the big oil company firm. And the lawyer for the oil company firm just says, look, we're not, he's sitting there talking to the government individual, and he says, look, I understand that the government's not looking for real crime fighting, a real end to corruption. You just want the illusion of it. You just want the view that that is happening. So that's what's happening. And so they just try to keep up appearances that the corruption is being fought and something's being done about it. I mean, the same thing goes for Iraq. Does the government make... Do the contractors that feed on the government and surround the government, do they make more money if we're in Iraq a year and fix the problems and let them have elections and pull out? Or do the globalists... and their interests make more money and get more power? And does the government gain more power and gain a military beachhead right in the middle of the Middle East if we're there 20 years, 50 years, 100 years? And then you know the answer. All the rhetoric, all the propaganda means absolutely nothing. And the same thing goes for the technologies that are 100% proven to massively weaken hurricanes and massively reduce the amount of water that they dump on cities. And the evidence clearly shows you can flat out knock them out and just turn them into a tropical depression, again, at the bare minimum. Why then won't they allow this? Why then is nothing done? Because out of that disaster, FEMA gets larger. We get conditioned that the feds are there to save us. The politicians get to hand out hundreds of billions of dollars to their cronies and lackeys and buddies. And without ever even hearing my radio show, that's the exact same conclusion that Ben Livingston came to. And that's why he's gone public and is now criticizing the government. And again, you ought to hear him in private, but I'll respect him and won't say some of the things that he's told me in private, because I have met him in person and had a chance to video tape an interview with him, and of course put it on PrisonPlanet.tv and air it here locally in Austin. We also got him on Coast to Coast AM to talk about what's happening. But that's what we do on this broadcast, is I tend to focus in on the issues that we can prove. And what we can prove is that the government knows that they can knock out these hurricanes, and they're not doing it. And CNN and ABC News and the rest of them aren't going to talk about it. I mean, that's pretty newsworthy. When a hurricane is slamming into Houston or slamming into New Orleans or slamming into Orlando or Miami or St. Petersburg, Florida, it is extremely newsworthy when it's going into Georgia or Alabama or North or South Carolina or New York City, for that matter. You would think it's newsworthy that since the 60s, they know how to create storms out of nothing, and they know how to knock out storms. As easy as kiss my hand, piece of cake. Why isn't it happening? So we'll spend about 30 minutes with our guest, the father of weather warfare, Ben Livingston, coming up in the next hour. Then we've got Dr. John Breeding joining us. And, of course, he's a psychologist. He's an author. He has exposed the Ritalin, the Prozac, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, what they're doing to our children, how they're increasing depression, increasing suicide. And, of course, he's gone from being a voice in the wilderness decades ago to now advisories, advisements being on the advisories that are in the serotonin, the Wellbutrin type manipulation drugs. Because they admit it massively increases suicide. It actually increases depression. What will happen is you'll be happy, but then you'll have violent spikes down into very serious depression that are very, very dangerous. It actually causes a chemical imbalance, and these classes of drugs are very, very toxic and dangerous. And New Freedom got passed last year at the federal level for forced psychological testing and then drugging of the American people, starting from children ages 5 to 18. Now Illinois passed a law to start forcibly testing all pregnant women, so it'll start into the adults. How are the federal government and their minions implementing this with the drug companies at the state level, even in states where the legislation has, the enabling legislation that couples with the federal legislation, it's being shot down in many states, but still it's being implemented, even though there's not a local law to couple with it. So that's coming up in the third hour, and we'll have Breeding for the entire hour. Tomorrow we've got Dylan Avery, the director of the great 9/11 documentary, Loose Change 2, that we carry at InfoWars.com. We've got him coming on tomorrow. When we get back, I am not going to talk about any weather warfare or forced drugging of the children. I'm going to talk about Iran. Very important, so get ready.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Is black magic performed daily right in plain view on television, in movies, and in America's leading newspapers and magazines? I'm Tex Mars. My newest book, Codex Magica, is a real eye-opener. 624 pages, over 1,000 photographs. Codex Magica shows the world's leading celebrities, from movie stars and presidents to bankers and senators, caught in the act. Discover the true secret signs of the Illuminati, their mysterious symbols, their hidden language. Encyclopedic, documented, Codex Magica unmasks a conspiracy of immense evil. Please order your personal copy of Codex Magica on the internet at powerofprophecy.com or simply phone toll-free 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's get into the Iran situation. I mean, you'd watch the news, and it's as if it's the end of the world. Iran is vicious. They're going to nuke us. They're going to murder us. They use little word tricks like they're going nuclear. They've taken off the seals from the nuke. Can you imagine someone activating a warhead? They've got long-range missiles. They're going to destroy America. They're going to destroy Israel. And then every week or two, I see fake reports where different neocon publications will say Iran has threatened to attack Israel and nuke them. And then there'll be a retraction a day later in the back of the newspaper. Iran's very upset, and clearly the translation has been redone. They didn't say that. The actual translation was, we are peaceful and only want this for nuclear power. I mean, I see that all the time. And then Christina Amanpour, total government shill, always shilling, always lying. And again, folks, I'm not a Serb. I just know the history over there. I'm just stating the facts. So, Croats, please don't send me a bunch of emails. The facts are Christina Amanpour did lie about mass graves. Christina Amanpour did propagandize. Christina Amanpour, remember ITN? Back when Clinton attacked the Balkans, it's admitted that ITN showed fake pictures of, quote, concentration camp victims. They showed one guy who had a disease, who was homeless, at the fence trying to get into the AIDS center begging for food. But no, look, it was the cover of Time and Newsweek, concentration camps. And that's admitted that ITN did that in Britain. Christina Amanpour did similar stuff. Well, what does Christina Amanpour do this time? Christina Amanpour, of course, married to one of Bill Clinton's national security advisors, just another horrible creature, total insiders, total agents. She comes out and says that the president said in a speech that he's going to nuke Israel and he's building nukes. I mean, on its face, they knew that wasn't true. The translation wasn't anywhere near that. The woman speaks Arabic as well. She didn't even need a translator. And so what happened? I know it's Persian. It's similar. She speaks that. That's on record. She didn't even need the person that was there doing the translation. CNN runs with it, and everybody, see, it's true. They're going to nuke him. He said it. We got to invade. And it's the same thing. We're being lied to by the very same crew that's lied to us all along. Now, the CIA's own intelligence reports from multiple offices, different analysts, we've interviewed Ray McGovern on this as well. He's talked to the analyst inside the CIA. If Iran was given everything it needs to build an A-bomb, the most primitive type, one decade, that is 10 standard years, 10 times 365 days. How many times is that? 10 times 365. That's how long. And then South Africa's got nukes, their little communist government. That's what it is down in South Africa, by the way. You didn't know that? They've got, at least 30 with missiles and ships and cruise missiles. What about Israel with 400? And they're now getting nuclear subs, not just German diesel Dolphin subs. And they've got top-of-the-line cruise missiles. China's got thousands of warheads and dozens of Long March rockets with 12 warheads conservatively. Could have as many as 24, though that's classified. We know they've got MIRV reentry vehicles in there. That is multiple cases that pop open and shoot out different mini missiles at different targets. That's a whole other subject. And then what? 4 months ago, the top Chinese general, the head of war planning, number three in their government, number three in the government, held a press conference with over 100 top reporters, Wall Street Journal, Time, Newsweek, and he said, we are prepared to launch an attack and destroy 200 U.S. cities. If you get involved in any Chinese protectorates or possessions or in any of our national security or national interest projects, we will launch a preemptive strike and destroy 200 of your largest cities. By the way, Austin is the 39th largest city. Even little towns like mine are high on the hit list. Multiple missiles are targeted on my family right now. But that's not a problem with their top general, number three in the Chinese government, saying he will kill me and my family and your family, and our government just loves him.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America today. In 25% of the cases, the first sign is sudden death. Cartavite has been helping people live as long as God intended us. Made from seven herbs, Cartavite is the purest form of oral chelation available today. Here's what one person has to say.
I was feeling chest pain from time to time, shortness of breath. I don't have the tightness on my chest, and I don't have the shortness of breath no more. I've tried all kinds of junk. It didn't do. The only thing that worked was your Cartavite.
If you believe Cartavite was made for you, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement, so call today, 1-877-928-8822.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
All right, let me hurry through the Iran situation, then we'll go to John, Randy Gill, Jason, Jeff, and many others. We do have two great guests coming up today and talk about forced drugging of our children. With the guidelines to do it actually written up by the drug companies, they write the laws and then the Congress passes them, Bush signs them. Now they're implementing at the state level, but there is resistance. Thank God. Thank all of you out there that are fighting it. That's in the third hour. The father of weather weapons, who used them, who deployed them himself, with SAM missiles flying all around him, blowing up aircraft around him. He's coming on with us in the next hour because the government knows how to stop hurricanes, but isn't doing it. And there are tropical storms now in the Atlantic and just a few weeks ago in the Caribbean when there's not even supposed to be there in this time of year. It's 20-something below zero Celsius in Moscow. People are dying, 20-something. I think they said 20. One report said 25. I don't know. It's 20-something last night died. It is really scary. But, again, we'll get into that later. Understand, folks, Kim Jong-il admittedly has a seven-story pleasure palace. He is a psychopathic little demon dwarf who just last year to Newsweek magazine apologized, well, they carried it, how he'd kidnapped a bunch of South Korean starlets and raped and killed them. I mean, he literally is like in a bad movie where, you know, in the future, there's like an evil planet with this evil little leader who kidnaps women and rapes and kills them. I mean, it's like something out of a horror movie or science fiction. So much of this is. He is a horrible creature. They sell human body parts openly in bazaars on the streets of their capital city in North Korea. He is a hereditary dictator, just like Bush is trying to become one. You know, his daddy was the leader. Now Kim Jong-il is the leader. It's just unspeakable. And he's got at least, this was out years ago, the mainstream media is always going, he may have one or five weapons. It was declassified many years ago that he had upwards of 10. And now in the last few years, he's tested the Taipan Dong 2. South Korean parliament freaked out 4 years ago, and it was all over their news, never on our news, that North Korea admittedly fired a dummy intercontinental ballistic missile that hit Alaska. Parts of it were picked up, and that was kept quiet because when they're beating the war drums, getting ready back in 2001, 2002 to go into Iraq, you can't go, well, we're going to invade them, but this country that shot a missile at us, that a dummy missile, you know, everything's fine. What was that movie with Harrison Ford, You Something, The Widowmaker, based on a true story where the Russians go and they break up through the ice and they fire a test missile at the North Pole just to test and see if they can hit the U.S., and it's based on a true story? Well, that's what the North Koreans did, but they actually hit Alaska, okay? And, again, we have people firing missiles at us. But it's just like the Mexican border with hundreds of incursions and 15 dead cops in Texas this year and 800-plus dead and 54 captured and American citizens kidnapped in one swath and taken for ransom and U.S. Mission from the embassy shutting down with rocket-propelled grenades blowing up. Nothing on the news. We've been screaming about it for a while, so now it's being discussed a little bit. But the point is that they tell you what to be upset about. They tell you, the social engineers, the architects, what to be worried about, and I, frankly, am sick of it. And they keep just saying, nuclear, nuclear, they're going nuclear, we can't let them go nuclear. And then you read deeply into the articles, it says, we can't let them have these reactors. And then all the top physicists, all the top scientists, the scientists who've been allowed, they've let thousands in. Anybody who wants to come and look can look. It is classical peaceful reactors like a university would have or like a town would have. I mean, it cannot be used to make nuclear weapons now or atomic weapons. Now, that doesn't mean that the globalist or some other group they hire isn't going to carry out a suitcase nuke or a small device of some type, a frog. A tactical nuke in Europe, in Africa, in the U.S., in Canada. It could happen in Mexico City. I believe the globalists are going to do that sometime. They've really hyped it. They're going to get martial law out of it. And then, see, we told you we had to go to war. See, all you peaceniks, it's your fault. Now we're going to arrest you because you fought the war, and then that enabled the enemy to hit us. We were trying to fight them over there instead of over here, and look at what you did. You can see the script, the ace in the hole. That's why they'll steal trillions from the Pentagon openly. No one gets in trouble. Hundreds of millions, you know, congressmen personally stealing it. Nothing's happening. That's why, because they got a big finale. They got an ace in the hole, a little secret that nobody knows. You know, life is a gamble, a game we all play, so George Strait says. And the globalists know that. And so now the EU, yes, we might have to attack you. Yes, you know, the Russians, well, we're going to pull our people out and evacuate, and we're not going to help you. Showing how staged all of this is. So let me just, because I want to get to your calls, let me just read this article that is just excellent by Mike Whitney that spells it out. And everything he says here, I verified up one side and down the other. This is all documented. More lies about Iran. There's been a lot of rubbish written about Iran's removing the seals from its uranium enrichment equipment. The fear-mongering Western media, which is owned by the military-industrial complex, I should add, have exploited the expression for all it's worth. Again, the defense contractors control all three of the big networks. Even those who are normally skeptical of the Bush administration propaganda machine are taken aback by this ominous-sounding phrase. Well, the media has to act like when it isn't time for another war, like they're kind of against Bush, to make it look like, you know, there's really a debate going on. But then when it's time to go in, suddenly every Democrat, every Republican, unless it's Ron Paul, goes, absolutely, let's do it. How else does one make nuclear fuel for electric power plants if the fuel-producing mechanism is under lock and key? The fear engineering description provided in the news would have the reader believe that diabolical Iranians are ripping off the shields with crowbars so they can quickly assemble their secret nuclear stockpile to bomb Tel Aviv. By the way, Japan has already developed hundreds of nuclear weapons and missiles. That's now been admitted quietly, but it's been in a few papers if you look. Nobody's worried about that, though. This is worst type of demagoguery, he says. This is the worst type. The fuel that is produced from these uranium enrichment reactors does not produce weapons-grade material. That requires thousands of centrifuges, which, remember, they lied about with aluminum tubes. Turned out the New York Times writer was a CIA minion. Oh, getting the liberal paper backing it up. See how they do it? That requires thousands of centrifuges, which Iran does not have. At the same time, the nuclear watchdog agency, the IAEA, has on-site inspectors and cameras monitoring the entire process. Everything is under constant observation. This isn't like sneaking in the dark and making a ham sandwich, folks. This takes a huge output of energy. It's public. Additionally, as nuclear weapons physicist Gordon Prather states, after almost 3 years of go-anywhere, see-anything, interview-anyone inspections, in fact, the IAEA admitted no one has ever given this much access. Additionally, as nuclear weapons physicist Gordon Prather states, after almost 3 years of go-anywhere, see-anything, interview-anybody inspections, the IAEA inspectors have yet to find any indication that Iran has or ever had a nuclear weapons program. Get it? No nukes, not now, not ever. The public has been duped again by the intentionally misleading rhetoric that has been spewing out of MSM and the Bush administration to build the case for the war with Iran. What could be more clear? The public does not have a choice, however. Either they can accept the credible statements from the Nobel Prize winning Mohammed El Barabi, chief of the IAEA, or the spurious allegations of the liar in chief. Which will it be? Removing the seals. So why are the seals put on the Iranian conversion equipment? Why were they put there? Was Iran being punished for violations of the NPT, Non-Proliferation Treaty, for secretly developing nuclear weapons? No. But this seems to be the conclusion of most people who haven't followed the issue closely. The seals were put in place because the Iranian negotiators foolishly fell into a trap that was set by the EU3, England, France, and Germany. Yeah, they said, just put seals on it while we debate this, and then you can take them right off. And they said, okay, and that's why Iran gets madder and madder. They go, we've let you look at everything, we've done what you said, and now you're saying that you never agreed to let us take them off. Let me just stop right here. What's happened here? This is good cop, bad cop. Either you accept the UN totally running your country and totally controlling the technology you can develop when it's publicly for peaceful use, or the bad cop comes and bombs the living daylights out of you and invades you and salts your entire country with depleted uranium. And the countries attacking you are so dumbed down and evil, the governments are evil, their minions are so dumbed down that their own troops breathe the deadly poison and love it and thump their chests with glee. I mean, that's how crazy we are, folks. We are like kamikazes. It's just, we say it ain't bad. I mean, people are like, no, please don't use it on us. No, don't destroy our entire future. We is going to do it. I mean, that's what it is. We're going to use thousands of tons on all your major cities. And now Rumsfeld says they'll use tactical nukes on them. And all these weirdos, the turn it into a glass parking lot crowd, just somehow gets on a power trip when they talk about nuking people. I just won't nuke them. I just won't kill them. We've all heard them. You know who I'm talking about. They think it's manly to sit in their easy chair with giant pot bellies and talk about murdering people. The public does not have a choice, however. Either they can accept the credible statements from the Nobel Prize-winning head of the IAEA or the spurious allegations of the liar-in-chief. The seals were put in place because the Iranian negotiators foolishly fell into the trap that was set by the EU3. And remember, Saddam didn't kick the inspectors out when Clinton had them in there. He took them out, and then the news said Saddam kicked them out. It didn't matter if it was a total lie. See, that's the thing. When you have a population who doesn't know anything about the world, anything about legislation, anything about branches of government, they just know they're bad and I heard it on the news. Iran agreed to confidence building, that's a quote, measures that would placate the United States, which included additional protocols that were not demanded under the terms of the treaty or required by the IEA. As it turns out, the EU used the extra concessions to make it look like Iran was violating the NPT after negotiations had ended. The EU strategy was a clever ploy that worked like a charm, but that doesn't change the facts. A clever ploy? Only, I mean, I guess you're clever if you can fool a four-year-old. I mean, well, actually, four-year-olds are hard to fool. I guess you're clever if you can fool an 18-month-old. I don't know. I've got an 18-month-old. She's hard to fool. Okay, I guess you're clever if you can fool a one-day-old baby. I mean, that's the measure of fooling here. I mean, the same thing with Clinton. Again, they kicked out the inspectors. No, they didn't. I mean, it's just, do you like being lied to like this? Well, I'm against the liberals who are against the war. The biggest drum beaters are a bunch of gun-grabbing liberals. I'm sorry. Iran has not violated its treaty obligations, and the agreement with the EU3 was neither binding nor designed to be permanent. Iran has never given up its inalienable right, language of the NPT, to enrich uranium for peaceful purposes. Was Iran foolish to trust the EU3, not suspecting that Washington was orchestrating a media coup behind the scenes? Yes, they were. But I know, these governments are just gullible. Yes, they were. But that is not a violation of the treaty. That's simply being deceived by some very brainy neocons. You know, I don't want to toot our own horn, but after the London bombings, we wrote an article warning Iran to go public that the West is carrying out terror attacks. Oh, I just learned a big UT professor is now coming out and saying that. And we actually sent it out. It got posted on a bunch of big Iranian news websites. And 2 days later, the Iranian government came out and echoed exactly what we've said. I mean, what do you say to that, folks? I'm not trying to brag and say we're not even that smart. I mean, it's just, I guess I'm kind of a good old boy from Texas, a little bit streetwise, and you're not going to con me. I mean, at least you're not going to con me for long. After I've been conned a few times, I'm going to wake up. You know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I mean, shame on us, folks. Shame on us. And it goes on, Iran has completely cooperated with the IAEA to ensure that it stays within the rules and does not develop highly enriched weapons-grade material. Presently, Iran poses no threat to either its neighbors or the United States. The Bush administration does not accept that internationally recognized treaty rights of Iran because it believes that all law flows from Washington, not just from Washington, from Bush's bosses. And the fact that is tragically evident in the torturing of prisoners, spying on American citizens, and its vast destruction of Iraq. As long as the Bush media, which serves as an annex to the political establishment, can continue to hoodwink the American people and its alarmist misinformation, there's little chance that a war with Iran will be avoided. And for those that really want to know the truth, understand the truth about Iran's nuclear program and the many fictions created in the press, there's no better place to start than the articles of nuclear physicist Dr. Gordon Prather. And that's at antiwar.com. And we're going to get him on. But they admittedly lied to us the entire time about Iraq. And now, exactly what we told you 1 year before the invasion, not because we have crystal balls, not because we're psychic, the Israeli documents, the PNAC documents, the Pentagon documents, Dick Cheney's own writing said, we're going to break the country up, we're going to screw it up, we're going to cause civil war. Brzezinski, Trilateral Commission head, wrote in 97, we're going to invade Afghanistan, we're going to invade Iraq, we're going to balkanize the whole place, we're going to break it up in three parts. What we want as an empire is to control our slaves at home. He calls us slaves, folks. They write books calling us slaves because they know we don't read what they write about us. They write it for their buddies to read as a playbook. This is why I'm angry, folks. They call us slaves and say we must unify our slaves to fight the barbarians just as Caesar did. And to unify them, we need terror attacks in America on the order of Pearl Harbor or greater. Helpful Pearl Harbor events is the exact quote. And you find those same quotes, I mean, down to the word in the 2000 PNAC, Rebuilding America's Defenses, of a helpful catalyst event like a Pearl Harbor attack or greater. And then magically it happens, and magically, where's all the evidence point to who did it, who has the motive, and then you look at all the evidence, voila, who has the motive did it. The Arabs don't have the motive. The Persians don't have the motive. They are freaked out, totally scared to death. These attacks only radicalize their nations. Iran was a pro-Western place of freedom until our government carried out terror attacks there in 1953 to overthrow their government. Now, that's public. I had, again, two CIA chiefs, high-level minions, on 2 weeks ago. And I brought that up to them, and they go, yeah, it's true. We carried out terror attacks. And they do it all the time. And you want to send your kids off to breathe DU, get their arms and legs blown off, and come back shattered like shattered pumpkins? I mean, we got to fight this. We got to expose this. Bunch of stinking government trash.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We're going to go to your calls, but in closing on the Iran situation, what lesson does it teach the Iranians that if you're a scumbag bucket of pus, I mean literally bucket of maggots is too nice to say, Kim Jong-il threatening to nuke us and firing missiles, test missiles that hit our country, and nothing's done, but then you don't have nukes, and you're being intimidated and bullied. And I have no doubt they're tinker-toying around trying to get a bomb. I mean, let's be honest, but they're not going to do it with this system they've got. It's just, you know, they're being told they can't, so they just want the bare minimum to be able to have their own power system. And then people go, well, you got plenty of oil. Well, aren't they a sovereign country? The point is they're a decade away from this, and the government's acting like we got to go invade them right now or they're going to get us. Meanwhile, if you're Israel, you can threaten to nuke Europe. Did you know one of the Knesset members did that? 400 conservative weapons. High-tech weapons. Oh, and they're always busy selling everything to China. And I'm not even bashing Israel here, but just come on. Our own government's selling us out to China, our jobs, our weapons. Iran is not the threat. Saddam was not the threat. Our government set Saddam up. He worked for them. That's what's so sick about this. And I'm no fan of any of those countries. Folks, I'm an American. I just can't believe that scum runs our country. All right, John in Texas, then Randy, Gil, Jason, others. Go ahead, you're on the air, John.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Last May, I seen them spraying chemtrails over the sky in Houston, and I called you up and I told you that I went to my next-door neighbor and I asked her, her friend was on the sheriff department. I said, well, ask Robert if you can find out what's going on. She said, well, he has a friend in the Air Force. He'll ask him, you know. Well, he did, and he made some inquiries, and the word I got back was that they were testing a new weapon. Well, since that time, I moved further outside of Houston, out in the country, and when Hurricane Rita was coming in here, I happened to stop by just to check out, see how she was doing, and I made the comment, I said, I thought the government was behind these hurricanes with all this spraying up in the air. And she said, well, you never heard the rest of the story, what happened? And I said, well, what was that? She said, well, some higher-ups in the Air Force found out that Robert's friend was making these inquiries about the spraying, and they called him in there. And at first they asked him, well, how do you know this? And she said, well, or he said, I got a friend who has a friend that's seen him spraying in the sky. And they told him, they said, this is highest priority, top secret. You are not to make any more inquiries about this. If you make any more inquiries or tell anybody else, you'll be court-martialed. And they also told the people, I guess, to give them the information, the same thing. And then they broke them up and transferred them to different bases around the country.
Yeah, well, I don't like to speculate, and I don't like to. I mean, I appreciate your call, and it's interesting, John, and I appreciate it. But, I mean, you know, now there'll be a story going around forever about this happening. What I like to do is focus on what we know. 3,000-plus times from the 40s until the late 70s, and then nothing's been declassified since then. Well, that's not true. There have been some other limited declassifications from the mid-80s. But 3,000-plus releases of radiation particles, radiologicals, chemicals, biologicals, deaths from San Francisco to New York. I mean, they would release bioweapons on the subway in 68, killed a bunch of people. Details, the numbers of deaths remain classified, but they had troops, medical doctors in the military waiting to see what it would do and photographing it and writing notes. It was real fun, like you'd test a weapon on some goats or some pigs, which they also do, but oh, we got to test it on people. And then in the 80s with Project Shad, they did it on boats and ships and killed a lot of our troops. We've had some of the survivors on. That's been declassified. So there's a lot. Oh, you don't believe me out there listening? Just type Project Shad in and then hit the news part on Google and you'll get news. Forget the web. You don't believe that. Just go read the news articles about it. Oh, the government took the young Army officer and asked him if he'd volunteer for some shore leave, if he'd get, if he'd go and stand in his chamber. And they nerve gassed him, and then they dissected his body and mailed it home to his parents and never told him that they dissected him and just said he died of the flu. Oh, but the government wouldn't carry out terror attacks. And yes, they're manipulating the weather. When you see the chemtrails, you know, those trails that stay there for 5 hours instead of 2 minutes, that's for weather modification generally. We'll be right back.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.